All right, joining us on KMBR 680, fans, we get a lot of calls about him. He's still here. He's a left-hander, and that is Dan Runsler of the Giants. How do you like spring training so far?
That's great. You know, it's always exciting to get back out here with the guys and see everybody and get back to work. And it's always a special feeling every time you come into spring. It's a fresh new season. It's exciting to get going again.
Now, we've talked a lot about you on the show. You know that. I always tell you that. Fans always call in about you. How old are you now?
28, so I'm still hanging around, so that's always good. So I feel like I'm still young enough, so that's always good. So, yeah, feeling good.
Yeah, were you surprised to be a Giant and to be here in spring?
Yeah, going into last offseason, it was a little different situation, but whatnot. But through different rules and whatnot, I was actually attained by them. I was still a Giant. I thought I was going to be a free agent, but the Giants ended up having me still my rights for one more year. So like I said, it's great to always be in this organization with the coaching staff and with the upper management. It's just, and the players. I mean, it's a great organization.
I didn't realize that. Okay, I thought maybe you came back, but they have you. Okay, and that's the story of baseball. Describe a little bit you as a kid growing up around baseball, because we've seen you in the big leagues. We know how hard you throw and the kind of guy you are. What kind of a kid were you around baseball?
I think I was always kind of a student of the game. My dad was big about taking me to games, and he was a big baseball fan. He never really played it much, but he loved watching it, so he kind of got me going, and we went to games a lot, and I found myself, instead of asking for autographs and getting candies, just kind of watching the players, how they went about their business, and it always intrigued me. It always made you strive that this is what I want to do, and I've been fortunate enough to get there, and want to get back, but to live your dream like that. But it's definitely, I consider it, I guess, as a young kid, as a student of the game, always wanted to go out and play at night and stuff like that, out until street lights came on, and that was wiffle ball, anything we could, so it was a lot of fun.
You didn't even grow up in Brooklyn. You sound like a Brooklyn kid.
No.
That's the way we played. When did you realize that you could be a professional player?
When I was a senior in high school, I didn't pitch until my senior year of high school. I hit a growth spurt in high school. I entered high school at 5'6" and left at 6'5". So it was, but we switched head coaches my senior year of baseball, and the guy says, hey, you're a big left-handed, and Mark Gubiza, who pitched in the big leagues for however long, and said, let's, you're a big left-handed, let's throw you on the mound, and I just started going from there, and that's when I realized that I got something a little bit that I can do here, that I can hopefully repeat and take with me the whole way.
All right, 5'6" to 6'5". All right, and no spinach? I mean,
No, it was a lot of growing pains. I ate a lot. My mom said she had to go through a whole lot of shows growing two shoe sizes a year, so there's a lot of clothing that had to change hands, and they kept just feeding me, so that was what the doctor prescribed.
Boy, what a story. Dan Runsler. I always ask these questions. I never know the answers. That's a good one for us. All right, so your pitching style, and of course a left-hander, and all the stories in baseball history about lefties who find it later on, and they're wild early on. Were you always, you've got people out, but were you always considered someone to say, boy, this guy can throw hard, but if he can only throw strikes?
Yeah, I think that's been the book on a lot of guys, at time to time, and I think a lot of it had to be with me not pitching a lot early. I had to find, and then growing so much, I had to find my arm slot, find my rhythm, find my timing. And, hopefully you don't want it to take too long, but sometimes it takes longer than you expect. But it's just constantly not worrying about it and just getting back to work and trying to refine and repeat a delivery. And that's a big key with to be successful.
Yeah, consistency, that arm slot. I know we say it a lot, but it really is true. Did you ever tell the Giants a story about 5'6 to 6'5"? They should know this.
I haven't told them yet. I mean, they probably wouldn't have looked at me if I was 5'6". So no, not too many people know about that story. So that's a fun one.
All right. Dan Runsler here. But the reason I wanted you on, and you've had success in spring training so far, and boy, I was out there that first day to watch the bullpen. I said, who's that guy? Because the delivery is different. It's simplified. You're still throwing the ball hard. So let's talk about how all that came about.
I just think that going the offseason, I'm a guy who's always had a lot of moving parts as a pitcher, and I really wanted it to, basically, like you said, the big word for me was simplify, make everything simple. And when you can simplify, the game becomes a lot easier. And kind of throw away the whole, I have to throw hard, trying to throw hard every pitch, just letting it come out of my hand naturally. And naturally, the slower I go, or the more compact I am, the better the ball comes out, and the more consistency over the plate or where I'm trying to throw the baseball.
All right, now what about velocity and movement? Because it's one thing to be simplified, but you got to get people out.
Well, I look at it like Steve Klein told me a few years back, said it was like a golf swing. When you hump up and you try and hit that ball real hard, one time out of ten, it's going to go right down the middle real far, but the other nine times are sprayed all over the place. But as you slow yourself down, you kind of get in into your natural arm slot, and the ball actually comes out better with more movement because I'm not humping up trying to do more. I'm just letting my arm do the natural motion. And that, the more I've pitched, the more I throw, the more I work on it, the more results I see.
So are you seeing that now? And again, I ask, velocity-wise, where are you velocity-wise?
I think I'm right on track where I always have been. I mean, it feels like it's coming out well. I haven't heard anything that it's down or anything like that, so that's always a good sign. Early in camp, too, you know, you got to get your arm speed back, so people are constantly down. But I feel like it's coming out well. My arm feels great, and just worried about letting the rest take over, because once the ball comes out, that you can't do much about it after that.
No, as they like to say, you can't start the game until you throw it. Then we'll see what happens. But your first couple of times out, I mean, you came in with runners on base, and here I said, here he is, a lefty coming in, and you got out of trouble.
Yeah, I mean, it's always nice to be thrown right back in the fire, you know, get it going again. And that's, I mean, I'm happy to take the ball in any situation, any time. I mean, any time they can give you the ball, it's a good sign. So I look at it like that, and it's just always a nice, fun challenge day to day, and you just flush it good or bad. You can't get too high or too low off any outing, and just move on to the next day and keep working.
Yeah, all right. Dan Runsler is with us, fans. And, you know, we go through these stories of spring training, and we look at the young guys who come in and say, wow, you know, he's hitting the ball hard. Adrianza, can he do it? But you're 28 years old and a lefty, and you could pitch till you're 45. And it's not unusual for lefties to get it late.
Yeah, I mean, God willing, and, you know, barring injury and stuff like that and being consistent. Yeah, I mean, you see guys do it all the time. You watch guys like that. Javi Lopez looks like he gets better with age. You know, I mean, he's just unbelievable. And, you know, you watch those guys, the guys that have been around the game, and it's easy to be a student when you see guys like that doing it through their stories, ups and downs. And they just, you know, like, he's one of my guys I like to go watch. And just the way he goes about his business, it's professional, and he's just a great team guy, great guy, great father. So it's just awesome to watch him do his thing. And if I can, you know, do half of what he can do, I'd be pretty proud.
Yeah. Now I'm thinking of Jesse Orozco. And look at Affelt. You know, Affelt didn't figure it out until he was older.
Yeah, I mean, of course, you can never count that guy out. I've been with him since I've been up. So he was a huge factor in me when I got up, helping me up, and he, you know, showed me the ins and outs of the game. So I've been very blessed to have two left-handers like that with what they put into the game, what they've given the game, and the success that they've had, and watching them and having them take me under their wing and just answer every question I've had, whether it's in the middle of the night or in the morning, going in the video room, going over mechanical stuff. They've been great. I can't complain at all.
Well, this is a good story. We're going to follow this now. You say the middle of the night. You call people in the middle of the night?
Well, not call, but I'll shoot a text message. They'll, and their phones are always on. They're always willing to help. I'll tell them that, yeah.
All right. I see, for me, it's calls. I forgot about text messages.
Yeah, exactly. It's a little bit different now. I'm not picking up the phone to call them. I don't think they'd answer my call then.
All right. Danny, nice to have you on. It's a pleasure. And fans, let's watch. Let's see what happens in spring training here, because, as I say, we get many, many calls about you, and you got that live arm, so I appreciate it.
Well, thanks for having me, Marty. I appreciate it.
More coming up on KMBR 680, the sports leader.